Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, graduate student in history at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 30th, 1838, the Barbadian newspaper reported on a meeting previously held at Foster Lodge in St. George Parish for proprietors and attorneys to discuss the end of apprenticeship. The publication indicated that the meeting, which was held at the home of George Hewitt Esquire, was well attended. In his opening remarks, the Honorable C. Barrow revealed they had gathered to, quote, regulate some measures rendered necessary by our abolition of slavery, end quote. In his defense of slavery on the island, he submitted that slavery existed in Barbados from the establishment of a population. He also insisted that slavery only became necessary due to the lack of growth of a peasantry on the island. Additionally, Mr. Barrow contended that some nations retained a system of slavery even when it was no longer needed. He pointed out that Russia had, quote, no fear of wanting laborers for their fields, but they retained slavery for the profit arising from the hire of servants to the strangers from all parts of the world who flocked to that country, end quote. The speaker also felt that the British people were hypocritical to abolish slavery in Barbados, as their own employment practices were questionable. Furthermore, those gathered were warned of impending difficulties that could be experienced by planters when the apprenticeship system ended in August of that year. For example, the proposal to grant former enslaved laborers the right to continue to occupy their cottages was deemed, quote, not only as wholly useless, but very mischievous, end quote. He felt that if the laborers were not allowed to face adversities, it could lead to discontent in the future. The subject of wages was also discussed. As the speaker addressed the question of whether remuneration should be in coin or kind. Moreover, while stating that he paid his laborers generously and did not believe in low wages, he strongly opposed an increase. According to him, an increase in wages for laborers in Barbados could prove to be problematic, as one of his colleagues had the misfortune of finding out. He acknowledged that there were opportunities for Barbadian laborers to earn higher wages in Demerara, but argued, at quote, as soon as freedom is general in Demerara, excessive wages will effectually deprive them of labor. Do you suppose a man will go to work the third day in the week with money in his pocket from 2 days' labor to sustain him for a week? End quote. Thus, the meeting of planters and attorneys in St. George, reported on this day, May 30th, 1838, discussed the key issues of rents and wages as 200 years of enslavement drew to an end.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.